Hello everyone, welcome to Yum Yum English. Said Shahi speaking. دوستان با مجموعه common mistakes های یام یامی با شما ایزان همراه هستیم. Old and age. تفاوته. What's the difference between old and age? Of course, it's totally different. For example, old. You say when he was 5 years old, when he was 5 years old, composed music. Mozart composed music when he was 5 years old. You're all getting older. We are all getting older. Old means advanced in age. Age means the period of time a person or thing has existed. I was married with 4 children at your age. I was married with 4 children at your age. Well, یعنی وقتی سن تو بودم، این اصطلاح خیلی مهمیه. At your age. وقتی سن تو بودم. At your age. At your age. Alright? At your age. When I was at your age. وقتی سن شما بودم. When I was at your age. When I was at your age. وقتی در سن شما بودم when I was at your age I couldn't speak English. For example, he was 19 years old. 19 ساله بود. من بهش گفتم hey, when I was at your age I couldn't speak English even one word. All right? Then this is really important to say that. Then what I'm trying to say, بچه ها, don't give up, don't quit. All right? Don't give up, don't quit. Let's continue, right? And percent. I agree with you 100%. صدرصد با موافقم. اما percentage درصده. Percentage. All right. Percent. Repeat. Percent. But percentage. درصده. یعنی commission, for example. به عنوان مثال, I agree with you 100%. صدرصد با موافقم. 80% of the population voted. 80% جمعیت رای دادن. 80% of the population voted. 80% of the population voted. Tax is paid as a percentage of total income. به عنوان یک درصد. پس یعنی یه سهم رو اگه معنی کنیم بچه ها percentage یعنی proportion یه درصدی از صد رو proportion tax is paid مالیات پرداخت میشه به عنوان یه سهمی از درآمد کلی tax is paid as a percentage of total income only a small percentage of people are interested in politics فقط یه درصد کوچیکی از مردم علاقه به سیاست دارن only a small percentage of people are interested پس percent یک درصد means one part in each 100 و همیشه هم بعد عدد میاد For example, 20%, 80%, 40%. اما percentage یعنی سهمی از. Only a small percentage. دیگه نمیتونی بگین only a small percent of people. اصلا شما اینجوری یاد بگین بچه 20%, 30%, 40%. All right? Only a small percentage of people are interested in politics. I'm a tall and high. Tall means having a greater height than normal. A house surrounded by tall. میدونین که collocation ها چقدر عالیه و در این مجموعه common mistakes ما به collocation ها هم اشاره کردیم اشتباهات رایج گرامری a house surrounded خونه محاصره شده بود توسط tall trees درختان tall trees There is a high wall around the palace هیچ وقت با high مردم رو توصیف نکنین For example, hey, you're getting very tall. داری قد بلند میشی. You're getting very tall. دیگه نگه بگی you are getting very high. و همینطور درخت و بچه ها. پس برای توصیف درخت، حیوانات، انسانها و گیاهان نباید high استفاده کنیم. We should use tall. خیلی نکته مهمی. دوباره میگم برای استفاده از توصیف مردم، حیوانات، درخت‌ها و گیاهان از tall استفاده کنید، از high استفاده نکنید. A tall palm tree، درخت کاج مرتفع. A tall palm tree. A tall palm tree. Alright. دیوار بلند، high wall. High wall. Hey, you are tall. You are tall. حالا فرق پرکتیس با پرکتیس چیه؟ Of course پرکتیس با سی نوشته بشه is a noun، اگه با اس نوشته بشه میشه verb. Today we are going to practice parking. ما میخواییم پارک کردن رو یاد بگیریم، تمرین کنیم. We are going to practice. که فقط تو انگلیسی بریتانیایی خیلی صحت داره. We are going to practice. اگه با سی دیدین اسم، با اس دیدین فعل. Brief and explain. فرق brief and explain چی؟ Brief someone on something. Explain something to someone. Did you explain it to him? آیا اونو به او توضیح دادی؟ Explain something to someone. Alright. Brief to me نگین. Brief me. Explain me نگین. Explain to me. چقدر عالیه بچه. Explain to me. Explain to me is correct. Brief me is correct. Alright. Brief me. همون توضیح دادن و خلاصه اینا نیستش. In brief یعنی در موقع خلاصه خبرها. News in brief. In detail یعنی تشریح خبرها. In detail. But in brief means خلاصه. And brief me یعنی توضیح بده. Explain to me. Brief me. Explain to me. حالا فرق autobiography and biography. Biography and autobiography. Autobiography یعنی در مورد کتابی که شخصی در مورد زندگی خودش می نویسه، در مورد زندگی خودش می نویسه. اما بایوگرافی کتابی که در مورد زندگی شخص دیگری می نویسه. That's the difference between autobiography and biography. Yes. تا به حال به این فکر بودین که autobiography خودتون بنویسین بچه ها؟ Have you ever thought or not? Then sure, autobiography. رمانی که در مورد زندگی شخصی خودش نویسنده نوشته. Alright. من در ذهنم هست که البته در کتاب دلنوشته های انگیزشی در مورد زندگی خودم نوشته. I have already written about my life, my English life. زندگی کاری, my English life, my personal life. Alright. He gives a vivid description. چقدر دوست دارم من این صفت vivid و قید vividly رو. He gives a vivid description of his childhood in his autobiography. او یه توصیف شفافی از دوران کودکیش در کتاب زندگی نامی خودش میده. He gives a vivid description of his childhood in his autobiography. He wrote a biography of Lincoln. در موقع رئیس جمهور امریکا رو زندگی نامی رئیس جمهور امریکا لینکلن رو نوشت. He wrote a biography of Lincoln. Wow, that's a beautiful point. حالا فرق بچه های stop doing و stop to do چیه؟ He stopped to smoke cigarette با فرق میکنه stop smoking. وقتی میگه stop smoking یعنی از سیگار کشیدن دست برن ترک کرد. ولی وقتی میگه stopped to smoke a cigarette، او وایستاد وسط خیابون و سیگار روشن کرد. ببین چقدر نکات خوبیه. That's really beautiful. حتما به دوستاتون معرفی کنید کتاب های خودآموز یام یام و پک کوچولو های امو یام یام رو تهیه کنید. Just really really awesome. فرق on time با in time چی؟ وقتی سر بزنگاه میرسی nick of the time یعنی سر بزنگاه. Nick of the time, you're on time. But if you arrive 10 minutes earlier we call in time. He arrived in time for supper. Now late, punctual. مخشناسه punctual. اما on time یعنی دقیقا همون لحظه. Alright. On time, nick of the time. سر بزنگاه, nick of the time. Well, at the end and in the end, what's the difference? I will explain to you. توضیح خواهم داد بچه. I'll explain to you next chapter. Please keep in touch. Wish you all the best. Take care, everybody.